Welcome to segment number four, Breaking the Inner Barriers. The inner barriers are not just beliefs we hold about not being able to communicate with our angelic team or holding the belief that it's difficult to communicate with them. The inner barriers also include the emotions and energy of stress, survival mode, anxiety, and worry. Basically, any energy that we're holding that's less than love. So let's break this down. When we're anxious and or worried, we're stressed. And when we're stressed, we're in an active state of survival mode. Whether that state is all-consuming or so subtle that we don't realize it's happening, if there's any level of it at all, it exists. Survival mode is a good thing when our body is in danger. Chemicals release in our body that make all our senses acutely aware that we're in danger. We get laser focused on surviving, and that's all we can do is focus on surviving. The human body can function through survival mode for short periods of time. However, the body will not function efficiently on a diet of survival mode chemicals. Those chemicals drain the joy out of our lives, weaken our immune system, and leave us struggling to get through the day when we stay in a state of survival mode when there's no physical danger. In today's world, the threat isn't from a velociraptor chasing you through the jungle. Today, the threat is not having enough money, being bullied. It's the mean boss, the narcissistic spouse or friend or family member. It's the weight of watching chaos unfold in the world and being influenced by the actions of others, as well as replaying in our head past experiences that upset us. Our minds are so powerful. We can initiate a panic attack through thought alone of a past event or of something that hasn't even happened yet. When we're in survival mode, it's not a time to learn something new. It's not a time to relax. It's not a time to make decisions because our body's internal focus is fully on being intensely alert in order to survive. When we're in survival mode, there's no mental bandwidth left to think with because we can't think greater than we feel, and we feel afraid, anxious, and worried. This is why when you take a class or you participate in a workshop or you read a book that really speaks to your soul and you're excited to implement what you've taken in, but you're trying to absorb the information while you're stressed, so your ability to think clearly and really absorb the information is stilted. And then once the class or program or the book is over, it's difficult to follow through and put into practice the guidance and or action steps you were trying to learn that sounded so great. It's difficult because you really couldn't absorb the information. The chemicals in your body put a screeching halt to your brain learning from the program or the book. It's like applying the gas with the program or the book or the workshop or the whatever it is, and then stomping on the brake with survival mode and stress. And you're back at square one, feeling stressed and overwhelmed in that survival mode, and this can go on for years. I know that because I've done that myself. This restriction in your mental ability to think is why it's so vitally important to bring your heart and mind into a harmonic coherence before you listen to these segments, before you attempt to talk with your angelic team. Can you communicate with your angels while you're stressed? Of course you can. But if you bring your heart and mind into harmony first, the connection will be much clearer and easier to understand. Plus, when your heart and mind are in harmony, you've elevated your internal vibration to the frequency of love, which changes your state of being. Elevating into the love frequency changes the energy you're broadcasting out to the universe, and that improves what you're going to magnetize back to you. Vibrating in the frequency of worry and anxiety, it's a choice. Granted, no one wakes up and thinks, I'm going to worry and be anxious today. Nope, nobody does that. But if you don't consciously choose what frequency of energy you're going to embody throughout your day, your body's frequency will default to the dominant energy of your subconscious, and that energy could be how upset you got yesterday. The most important thing you can do for yourself every day is consciously choose to exist in the love vibration before you get out of bed. When you don't, it's as irresponsible as going out in public in your underwear. Yeah, it's that important. Okay, so now click on segment number 5.